You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
All right. So my summer question today, since we are children's ministry people, what is your favorite children's ministry event that happens in the summer? Like camp, VBS, maybe your church does like a fun day camp or something. What are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, so probably VBS here where we currently serve. VBS for sure. We do our VBS at nighttime. At other churches we've been at, we did it during the daytime, but we do a nighttime VBS here. And I love VBS because it just brings together all generations in the church, like from the bed babies all the way up to your older church members who are serving. And so I would say VBS for here at the church that we're currently at. At a church we were at previously, we did a day camp in the summertime. There was a couple that had a really large farm and they were very gracious and they let us bring our children's ministry out to the farm. And we did a day camp all week long with like horseback riding and swimming and archery. And so it was a whole bunch of fun. It was just a really special time, like to get to know the kids in a different environment other than at the church. So that was a really fun thing we got to do.
That is so, like, what a fun day camp.
Yeah, it was, that's it was awesome.
I love VBS and camp for sure. And like for different reasons, like you were saying, VBS feels like very much an all church, like all hands in event, which I love. And I love the outreach aspect of it where you're getting kids and families in the door that wouldn't normally go to church. I really love that. But I think from a relational and like fun standpoint, I really love kids camp. I think just getting that extra time with kids and, you know, all of those sort of memory making events and fun games and stuff like that. I really love that part. So just love it all. I just love to have fun.
Yeah.
All right, on this episode, we are discussing Unit 10, Session 4, Samuel Anointed David, and this is focusing on 1 Samuel 16. God's people cried out to God for a king to rule over them like all the other nations around them. Saul became the first king of Israel. Saul was a great warrior, but he disobeyed God. Because of his disobedience, God rejected Saul as king. This week, we'll see that God led Samuel to a new king. God chose David to be king over Israel because he had a heart that pleased God. Our story points, for preschool, it's God chose David to be king. And for kids, it's God chose David to be king over Israel. All right, let's talk through some activities that might need a little extra attention this week. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
This week in the Baby and Toddlers Leader Guide, there is a toddler activity called Make Sheep Hands Craft. And so sometimes white crayons, they can have a hard time showing up on black paper. And so if toddlers choose to draw the eyes, try using some construction paper crayons. Those can help the toddler's sheep eyes stand out a little bit more. For older preschoolers, there's an activity for this week for the key passage, and it is a printable. And so it is a printable called Key Passage Crowns. And so just note that there is a blank one. And so you can use this blank crown to fill in the translation that you prefer. Or preschoolers can make their own set and they can take home to practice the key passage. So just a versatile way to use that printable this week.
All right. And younger kids, there's an activity called What Do You See? And leaders can buy these red decoder glasses on Amazon or another online retailer. And then in older kids, there's an activity called Set Apart. And this activity could be completed in small groups rather than a leader-led object lesson. And older kids also has an activity called God Sees the Heart. And when you're doing this one, just be sure to use contact paper that only has one sticky side. In kids worship, there is a group demo. And instead of using a box for this demo, you could also blindfold the volunteer and position her so that the group can see the item she's trying to guess and feel while she uses her hands to try and figure out what it is. Let's wrap up by talking about what we are excited for in this session. And as I was reading this Bible story, I was just struck by how over and over again in the stories in this unit, we see that the Lord is concerned with the heart. And this story is no different. Jesse didn't even bring David in to be considered by Samuel, but God still saw him, called him, and chose him. And I love that kids are going to see that. While the world may not have chosen David, God saw his heart. And like the Bible story says, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully on David from that day forward. This is such an important truth, and it changes or can change how we see ourselves and also how we see others.
Yeah, and this story is such an encouragement to me in my own life, just like you were talking about, Maggie. There are so many times where I don't feel equipped to teach or to lead. Maybe I open up the leader guide for that week and I see the Bible story and I'm like, how? Like, how am I supposed to teach this to preschoolers? And so, listeners, you may feel the same way. But, you know, I'm obedient and I have a willing heart to serve. I just have to trust God to take care of the details and trust that the Holy Spirit will provide the words for me to say. And so maybe that's you today. So just be encouraged that God sees you, He's called you, and He's chosen you to teach and lead the kids in your class. He sees your heart and He empowers you through the Holy Spirit to carry out the assignment that He's given you.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.